could sing. I could sing your love forever. Over the mountains and the sea, your river runs with love for me, and I will open up my heart and let the healer set me free. I'm happy to be in the truth, and I will daily lift my hands, for I will always sing of when your love came down. Yeah, I can sing of your love forever. I could sing of your love forever. I could sing of your love forever. I could sing of your love forever. I feel like dancing. It's foolishness, I know. But when the world has seen the light, they will dance with joy like we're dancing now. Yeah, I could sing of your love forever. I could sing of your love. Foolishness, I know. But when the world has seen the light, they will dance with joy like we're dancing now.
Forever. I can sing of your love. gives this woman to be married to this man? Philip, you'll take your bride. Right up there. Thank you. You can have a seat. On behalf of Dan and Sue Barkley and Chris and Bernie Schumann, we'd like to welcome you and thank you for being here. As part of First Christian Church, I ask you to make yourself at home. Even though you may not be a member here, just relax and treat this as home, and we'll all get along a lot better. Hey, did you see the slideshow? See the red car with the guy in the black chair? You did see it. That was me. The Bible tells us that we are to mutually build one another up. A better word, maybe just encourage one another. And I want to tell you that your being here is a source of encouragement for Philip and Michelle. You taking time out of your schedules and doing the trip or whatever it took, just your being here, even more than your words, more than gifts, your physical presence is an encouragement to these two people. And we just want to say thank you and how much we appreciate you being a part of this. Your influence has been felt to this day. Somehow you've touched their lives. Philip and Michelle, I want you to look. It's okay. Look around. Take a gander. It's all right. Some of these people have known you since childhood. Some of them known you before you remember. People who have stood by you during crisis or illness. Some of them have prayed for you when you didn't even know it. Some of them have loved you, very frankly, when you were unlovable. But they did. The point is simply this, that these people here have been a source of strength in the past. They're here today, this moment, one of the greatest times in your life. And these people are some of the pillars that you're going to build on for tomorrow. And with that assurance and that comfort, I want you to realize one more thing as we begin. As much as this company, all of us together, love you, and as well-intentioned as we may be, we are going to let you down. We're going to fail you. But there is one who will not. He will stand by you. He will never fail. In fact, the apostle wrote these words about him. I want you to hear them. My response is to get down on my knees before the Father. This magnificent Father who parcels out all heaven and earth. And I ask him to strengthen you, Philip and Michelle. To strengthen you by his Spirit. Not a brute strength, but a glorious inner strength that Christ will live in you as you open the door and invite him in. And I ask him that with both feet planted firmly on love, you will be able to take in with all other Christians the extravagant dimensions of his love. Reach out and experience the breadth. Test its lengths. Plumb the depths. Rise to the heights. Live full lives, full in the fullness of God. God can do anything, you know. Far more than you could ever imagine or guess or request in your wildest dreams. He does it not by pushing us around, but by working within us, his Spirit deeply and gently within us. He'll never fail you. Philip, with our love and support, and with his goodness and greatness, do you before this company and our Father declare your love and faithfulness to Michelle as your beloved wife. Michelle, with our love and support and before our Heavenly Father, do you, before him and this company, declare your love and faithfulness to Philip as your beloved husband? Will you pray with me? Heavenly Father, we thank you for today, for your kindness and love for each one of us. We praise you for your wisdom in creating and blessing this institution that we call marriage. And therefore, we invite you to to both witness and preside over all that takes place in the next few moments as you join together the lives of Philip and Michelle. And in this time, we ask you to teach us and remind us and to touch us as we share in your goodness. May you above all be glorified by all that happens here today. And it's in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen. Philip and Michelle, the first thing I want to do is I want to express my honor at being here. There are a few good things in life. Camping in Yosemite, hitting 80 on a new golf course, and I'll tell you, this tops them all. This is just very special for me just to be a part of your lives at this moment. My words cannot express the joy that I feel for you. My heart beats a little faster thinking of the exciting journey that lays out before you. And I think that's a wonderful, wonderful thing. And to be honest with you, I don't think now is the time for advice about marriage. It's not time that I should go on and on about the components of a successful marriage, because those things are more discovered as you go along than you can learn from a book or from someone telling you. I do offer a little advice. I say to you, grab each other's hands, grab the hand of our Lord, very hard, and proceed listening, learning, and don't get too proud. Don't get too proud to fall, lean upon one another, and never get too proud to lean upon him. You know, after I've done hundreds of weddings, my favorite wedding verse is no longer 1 Corinthians 13 about love. Love is something that you're going to have to discover and learn and put together yourselves. It's not even out of Ephesians where it gives advice about husbands and wives. My favorite verse for this moment comes not even in the context of marriage. It comes from an old apostle who writes to a young pastor. And he's writing about his gifting and his calling. And I know it had nothing to do with weddings, but it has so much to do with marriage. And he writes these words. I just want you to hear them. He says, guard the good deposit that was entrusted to you and guard it with the help of the Holy Spirit who lives within us. Interesting that a wise, intelligent, educated man would use the word guard twice, but he does. And I run the risk of oversimplification, but I want you to understand this. It's only the things that we value that we guard. I had lunch with the gentleman day before yesterday. And I don't know how we got to talking about being stolen from or ripped off. And he said to me, he said, you know what? If they came and they stripped my house, he said, I would help them as long as they left my guitar and my laptop. And that was an indication of his values. That's what he felt was important in his life, his guitar and his laptop. You know, my trash is picked up every Thursday morning. And on Wednesday night, I never lose a wink of sleep thinking somebody's going to run off with it. It's just an indication. What's valuable? What's important to us? You will get to decide from this day forward what is worthy of guarding in your life. And I would say to you, you guard this more than anything else. I believe that other than coming to Christ, today is the best day of your life. And that's why Paul says it's a good deposit. Now, why would you have to guard a marriage? Well, there's enemies. I don't know that anyone is out to sabotage your marriage deliberately, but there are still enemies. There's a prevailing thought that goes something like this, that, you know, if it doesn't work out, we can, you know, always just kind of go down to the court and dissolve it. And more today than ever before, that option is almost becoming an escape. And it is an option. I mean, that's not going to go away. But we treat it with such cavalier mentality that it becomes an enemy to the good deposit. So I would ask you to watch out for that enemy. There's another enemy that's called neglect. We get lazy. We stop treating one another as the most important person in the world. And do you know what? You are the most important person in the world to one another. And no one should ever replace that. No one should ever rival that importance in our own eyes. Not a boss, not a relative, not even a child. You are the most important person to one another. And sometimes people get a priority switch and something else becomes more important, and that becomes an enemy to the deposit that's being made in you today. I said earlier, maybe a little too quickly, that there is no one deliberately out to steal from you. I'm wrong. There is one. He is our archenemy, and he has a job description. And his job description is to steal from us, to destroy us. So guard. Guard this day with all of your hearts. But then the old guy, Paul, had one more insight that I think is incredibly important. He finished his verse by saying, guard it with the help of the Holy Spirit who lives within us. Michelle, Philip, you can't do it alone. You, believe it or not, need us. But more than that, you need him. He is our help. He is our advocate when we are accused. He is our source of strength when we are weak. He is our teacher when we are unknowing. He is our healer when we have wounded one another. And he is our guide when we are lost. Now I tell you, with that, God has the most wonderful, precious plan for your life. And that plan is to have purpose and goodness. Well, that's a lot to say for not having anything to say about marriage, isn't it? I apologize. But with that promise from God that you have a life before you full of purpose and goodness, I want you to make a promise of your own. So I'm going to ask you to turn, face one another, and join right hands. Philip, I'm going to ask you to repeat after me first. I, Philip, take thee, Michelle.
I, Philip, take thee, Michelle.
To be my wedded wife.
To be my wedded wife.
To have and to hold.
To have and to hold.
From this day forward.
From this day forward.
For better, for worse.
For better, for worse.
For richer, for poorer.
For richer, for poorer.
In sickness and in health.
In sickness and in health.
To love and to cherish.
To love and to cherish.
Till death do us part.
Till death do us part.
According to God's holy ordinance. And thereto, I pledge thee my faith.
I pledge thee my faith.
Michelle, I'm going to ask you to repeat after me. I, Michelle, take thee, Philip.
I, Michelle, take thee, Philip.
To be my wedded husband.
My wedded husband.
To have and to hold.
To have and to hold.
From this day forward. For better, for worse.
For better, for worse.
For richer, for poorer.
For richer, for poorer.
In sickness and in health.
In sickness and in health.
To love and to cherish.
Till death do us part.
According to God's holy ordinance. And thereto, I pledge thee my faith. Will you pray with me? Heavenly Father, our hearts and lips praise you for good gifts, especially this one of marriage that you've granted to many of us and to this couple today. We thank you specifically for the lives of Philip and Michelle, how we've watched them grow under the warmth of your love and the careful hands of their parents. Father, how you have brought them to this place has been good, how you have welded them together is miraculous. Now, Lord, we ask you to walk with them into tomorrow, and it is our prayer that you bless them with love and kindness, bless them with joy and patience as they journey through this life under your banner. And it is in your wonderful and your creative name that we pray, Jesus. Amen. Philip and Michelle have asked to exchange rings, and rings are symbols or signs of their commitment to one another. So Josh, if I could have the rings. Oh, it has to be your roommate. This is such a meaningful time. Thank you, Josh. Philip, I'm going to ask you to take this ring and place it on Michelle's left ring finger and repeat after me. Michelle, wear this ring.
Michelle, wear this ring.
As a sign of my love.
And the promises
I've made to you today. With this ring, I give you my heart. I have no greater gift to give. I ask God to bless our home. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. I'm going to ask you to place this on Philip's left ring finger. And Michelle. The other left. And repeat after me. Philip, wear this ring as a sign of my love and the promises I have made to you today. With this ring, I give you my heart. I have no greater gift to give. I ask God to bless our home. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Philip and Michelle, I'll ask now, as one of the first acts of them being married, to light the unity candle. That represents Christ being in the center of their home. Now, I've asked them not to extinguish the exterior candles, because as those of you who know that are married, we don't stop existing, and therein becomes part of the adventure that we still exist as individuals, coming together in Christ's banner. Also, they're going to be taking Holy Communion. And while we're doing that, Aaron Carlberg has written a song especially for this occasion, and Melinda McCormick is going to be performing it for us.
But they will follow, blending heart, soul, the two become one. And the hand of grace is what they will follow, blending heart, soul, and strength. And with the gentle touch of the Father's lead, they will
Philip and Michelle, with the authority that's been vested in me, not only by the state of California, but by the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, I'm pleased to pronounce you husband and wife. And whatsoever God joins together, let no man separate. This time, if you'd like, Philip, being a little shy, I understand, but you can kiss the bride. Face the audience. Ladies and gentlemen, it's a privilege for me to introduce for you the first time Mr. and Mrs. Philip Schumann. Appreciate you being here and hope you enjoyed yourselves. Now, the refreshments are going to be served. We got just a little business to take care of in the back, and then we're going to be back to join you. So you can dismiss yourselves. The food and the enjoyments are going to be over here, and there's some table seating over here for you. God bless you all. Thanks for being here.